This is Marriage Heat.
Best birthday ever. This story is dedicated to and inspired by my beautiful, sexy wife of over 25 years. She is an amazing gift of God to me. She has been my support and helper and lover through all the ups and downs of our life together. This story is true. Only some details have been changed. It all happened on my birthday last year. I figured it was going to be a birthday much like many others I had before. My lovely bride and I would get away from the stresses of everyday life for a night at a motel. We would do dinner, watch some TV in the room, and then have some amazing sex. In the morning, we would lounge around before heading home. Birthdays like that are always special and good. But this one would outstrip everything that had ever happened before. This one was blessed with mind-blowing pleasure. It was a Sunday afternoon. The usual duties of pastoring a church were done for the morning. So we were planning on heading to the motel my wife had booked a suite at. It wasn't just any motel, though. This was one of those that has several themed fantasy suites. We had stayed at it several months before and had a lot of fun. Little did I know how much fun this time was going to be. We had to do some last-minute rush computer work together for my wife's job. I was happy to help because I knew it would take a lot of things off her mind and she could relax more for our time away. The work took longer than we both wanted, but finally it was done. We went home, packed, then drove the half hour to the motel. I was excited to see which room my wife had reserved for us. When we were there before, we had gone with a forest-themed suite. I didn't know which one she reserved this time, but I was crossing my fingers for the medieval-themed room. I'm a sucker for knights and castles, so I was hoping she had made that choice. Truthfully, I would have been happy with any of them. To be away with my bride is all the present I need. But still, I was hopeful. We checked in, and I caught a certain tone in the front desk lady as she said, "Enjoy the room." I swear she kind of winked at us, or maybe it was my imagination. We descended the steps and carried our bags down the hallway to the room. And there was the sign on the door. Medieval room. Yes! My wife rocks. We opened the door. Inside was a heart-shaped hot tub with a built-in shower, a big screen TV, painted walls made to look like a rock castle, and suits of armor in the corners. Cool! My eyes, of course, went next to the bed. And there was a surprise. There were chains on all four corners with leather and Velcro straps. In the center of the bed was a pair of black fuzzy handcuffs. I immediately began to think of the possibilities. Early on in our marriage, we had played with restraints a little, but we were never able to get them to work the way we wanted. Then, when the kids came along, it was tougher to incorporate them into our lovemaking. So it had been over 20 years since we had used anything like what was right in front of us that day. My wife looked at me a little nervously and said, "Is this room okay?" "Okay," I said. "This is the one I was hoping you would get." That set her mind at ease, and we had fun checking out the chains and straps and cuffs. We turned down the bed and sat together on it, talking and decompressing from the day for a little while. Eventually, we turned on the TV, stripped naked, and reclined on the bed. I laid my head across her leg, inhaling the intoxicating aroma of her womanhood. We stroked each other's bodies, relaxing and reveling in the closeness and love. After a while, a game show came on the TV, and we switched positions so we could see it better. Her head was on my chest and my arm draped around her as we snuggled. Even though the show was funny, we both found ourselves drifting in and out of sleep. The room air was cool, the feel of the bedsheets was relaxing, and there were no constraints of time. It was so beautiful to be in each other's arms and be in love. We were content. After the show and a nice nap for us both, we decided it was time for dinner. We ordered online, and my amazing wife got dressed and went to pick it up. While she was gone, I was hatching all sorts of plans in my head for later. My hopes began to build, as did the fire in my crotch. After she returned, we ate and then decided to check out the heart-shaped tub. It was one of those where tiny jets of water come up from the bottom instead of the sides. It was incredibly refreshing and stimulating to be in it together. We soaked for about a half hour. At one point, my wife reached over and began to massage my cock and balls underneath the water. Her hands were magical, and I knew if she kept going, I was going to come right in that tub. She sensed that I was getting close and moved her hands away. Oh, what exquisite torture. When the water started to get cooler, we got out, dried off, and went straight for the bed. I said, "Who's going first?" She looked at me and said, "You're the birthday boy. Your turn first." I wasn't going to argue with that logic, so I laid on my back on the bed. My naked wife grabbed one leg and fastened the leather strap around it, then did the same with the other. The straps were loose and the chains were long. This meant I could move my legs somewhat, but still could not get out of them. She then went to the head of the bed, and I willingly gave her my right arm. She wrapped the Velcro strap around it, then did the same with my left. The arm chains were much shorter, so my arms were spread more and there was less freedom of movement. Now, finally, I was spread-eagled and naked on the bed. My cock was hard and ready for whatever was to come. My wife retrieved the massage oil she had brought along from her bag. My eyes closed in bliss as she began to massage my feet and legs. "That feels so good," I said. I knew she was smiling and enjoying my pleasure herself. She worked her way to my sides, which were always sore after a surgery years ago. Her touch melted away the knots in them, and I cooed and moaned with delight at what she was doing. Then she massaged each arm and hand, lovingly rubbing each finger. Her touch sent shivers through my body. My chest was next. She rubbed the oil into my skin, giving my nipples a few extra gentle passes. She caressed and kneaded them in her soft hands. My cock was screaming for her touch as she moved down my chest, but the torture continued as she only massaged my shaved pubic mound. Then she ran her hands back and forth and around between my legs. Not once did she touch my cock or balls. Ah, it was sweet agony. I desperately wanted her to grab my stiff rod and pump all the cum out of it that had been building up all day. Instead, she gave me a sly smile and began to crawl onto the bed, stretching her naked body over mine. I was at her mercy as she kissed me hard, her tongue snaking into my mouth. My restrained arms wanted to wrap around her and never let her go, but all I could do was pull against the straps and chains in a futile effort. She was clearly enjoying the torture now. She was in complete control and knew it. She straddled my legs and brought her warm pussy into direct contact with my throbbing cock. She rode up and down the length but wouldn't let it go inside. She was getting herself off on my cock. The sight was amazing. My hot wife was using my cock to masturbate herself, something she had never done before. Her perfect breasts were above my face, and I craned my neck up as high as I could. My mouth opened and I sucked and licked every inch of her boobs that I could get. She was propped up on her arms, but several times lowered herself enough so I could bury my face between them. She was sweating from the exertion. Her sweat coated my face as I devoured every inch of flesh she would get close enough for me to reach. Meanwhile, she continued to rub her soft, wet pussy against my raging manhood. We were groaning in ecstasy together, and I was trying to rip the chains out of the headboard in my lust, but to no avail. Suddenly, she tensed up and a wave of orgasm washed over her as she ground herself on my cock. She collapsed on top of me, and our breath and sweat mingled with the aroma of sex. After a few seconds of recovery, I told her I needed to taste her badly. She swung her body around and backed her pussy right up to my waiting face. Oh my God, here was the most amazing sight on earth. My wife's pussy dripping and open and waiting less than 3 inches from my face. Her pussy lips were a gorgeous shade of red and pink. They were like a rose garden waiting for my tongue and lips to devour them. I reached my tongue out and began to lick up and down the length of her pussy. I wanted her juices to fill my mouth, so I sucked and licked every drop from her I could. My tongue found her love tunnel and dived in to savor the sweet nectar that was flowing out from it. Her clit was rock hard to my tongue, harder and bigger than I had ever believed possible. Since she had already come once, I knew she would be very sensitive. But I was lost in my animal lust and wanted to eat every inch I could get to. I realized, though, my aggressive approach was making her pussy uncomfortable and even painful. That's when I saw the angle we were laying at. It gave my left hand enough room to stretch out against the chain and use my fingers on her. So now I began to alternate between using my mouth and my fingers. I would hold her pussy lips open and suck on her juicy flesh. Then I would move my head back and let my fingers do the walking for a while. Her clit that was right in front of my eyes grew in size the more I caressed it. This was so going to drive her over the edge again. I kept up the pace, working her lips and clit with my fingers, then opening her wide and diving my tongue into her pussy. In response, she grabbed my thighs and buried her face between them. The sheets were muffling her moans and screams of pleasure. Finally, she tensed up again, and I watched her pussy contract as her juices flowed from it. That is the best sight any man can see from his wife. I lapped up what I could before she collapsed on top of me. This was heaven. My wife's ass and pussy resting just below my face, her body lying along the length of my torso. Her skin against mine felt wonderful. It was her turn to be tortured now. After she recovered from her orgasm, she climbed off and released me from the restraints. I told her to lay down on her stomach, as doggy style is her favorite. I strapped her legs and arms in the chains and stood back to behold the sight. My naked wife, spread-eagled and at my mercy on the bed. Her soft ass was so beautiful. I grabbed the massage oil and went to work. I worked her over well, paying careful attention to every sensual curve of her flesh, My hands moved up and down her body. After a good all-over massage, I began to focus my attention on her silky smooth ass. I kneaded her cheeks, moving them back and forth. That always gets her going. She moaned, clearly enjoying what I was doing to her. After a while, my hands roamed down between her ass and once again found the waiting folds of her pussy. I had something different in mind now. After running my fingers up and down her juicy cunt for a bit, I got off the bed and retrieved a toy from my bag. It was a penis-shaped dildo, made from a soft, fleshy kind of material. It was long, but also thin, with a flared base and bulb that made it easy to grasp. It was actually designed like a Fieldo product. I got back on the bed and positioned myself between her legs, which were spread wide open by the restraints. I lubed up the dildo and began to move it up and down her slit. She moaned a little as I pushed it into her vagina. There was a little resistance at first, but then the head popped inside her and she gasped. She was still sensitive from her last orgasm, so I knew to go slow. I pushed it deeper, wanting to see how much she could take. Then I would pull it out teasingly and rub it up and down her slit some more. I could tell her arousal was beginning again as I expertly moved the toy in and out of her. Finally, I set the toy aside and made ready for my cock to enter her steaming love nest. I pushed in and felt my cock slide past her entrance and sink deeply into her warm moistness. This was where it wanted to be. I thrust slowly, building up the tension for both of us. I loved the feel of my cock sinking into her and my balls slapping against her clit as I fucked her. I wanted to come so badly, but I also didn't want things to end just yet. So I pulled out of her wet pussy, my cock dripping with her juices. I reached over and grabbed the dildo and started to rub her pink slit again. She groaned and moaned in ecstasy. The fleshy dildo's head swirled around her clit and made long strokes up the length of her pussy. God, this was amazing to watch. I was mesmerized, and I knew I wanted to make her come this way. I continued to rub the dildo along her wet hole and lips. At the same time, I reached under it and fingered her clit. It was so hard and long against my finger. That did it. Her legs and ass tensed up and her breathing quickened. Her orgasm came in waves over her. She pulled against the restraints, trying to close her legs, but to no avail. I was teasing and torturing her with the dildo, and she couldn't escape. With one last muffled scream, her orgasm peaked. She rode the crest for a while as I continued to swirl the dildo up and down the length of her contracting pussy. Finally, she came down and her muscles relaxed. She let out a long sigh of pleasure. I moved gently to unlock the restraints from her limbs. Then I lay next to her, cradling her head against my chest. She was so amazingly beautiful as she relaxed in my arms. What an incredible gift of God she is to me. My best birthday ever was not over yet, though. After recovering and snuggling together for a few minutes, she said, "It's Mr. Happy's turn now." Oh, was Mr. Happy ever ready? Without hesitation, she reached down and engulfed my throbbing cock in her tight grip. I keep my pubic area and balls totally smooth, so there is nothing to get in the way of her expert fingers. With her other hand, she reached down between my legs and began to rub the area between my balls and ass. She knows that drives me crazy. I like her to be rough with me, and she has learned all the tricks to drive me insane with pleasure. Two fingers pushed against my prostate from the outside. She roughly palmed my balls, squeezing them against my body and rolling them around in her hand. Her other hand was pumping my cock up and down like a piston. I was lost in my love for her and in the feeling of her hands on my body. And that's when she added the cherry on top to the sundae. With her hands busy below, she leaned her head into my chest and took my right nipple in her mouth. I gasped as her tongue flicked around it. Then she bared her teeth and bit down softly. Oh my God, it was like a lightning bolt of electricity surged through my body. More, harder, bite harder. I begged her to keep going and never stop. She chuckled a little at the intense joy and pleasure she was bringing to me. My words spurred her on, and she continued her assault on my nipple. Each time she bit down, it sent a new surge of pleasure through my body. I wanted it to never stop, but I also knew there was no way I could hold back any longer. I'm coming. My prostate yielded its liquid to her pressure. At the same time, my balls convulsed in pleasure as my cum juices merged and traveled up through my cock. I could feel every inch of the liquid moving through my cock tube. Every muscle in my body tensed as my cum released, spurting out like a geyser all over my wife's hands and onto my abdomen. I held the climax for as long as I could, never wanting the feeling to end. My wife continued to pump my cock, milking out every drop she could. Finally, I threw my head back on the pillow, unable to go on any longer. I was breathing hard and was insanely in love with my wife. Over and over, I said thank you to her and to God for the incredible blessing of this birthday. But that's still not the end of this best birthday ever. After the night of lovemaking, we drifted off to sleep, her arm draped over my body as always. I love falling asleep with our bodies touching. I always miss it when we have to be apart for a night. In the morning, I woke up early as usual. I looked over to see her next to me. I could not help but say a prayer of thanks for this beautiful woman that has loved me for so long. We still had several hours before we had to check out, so a plan formed in my head for when she got up. I didn't know if I would have the guts to express it to her, but I had to try. I let her sleep for another hour. Then she actually woke earlier than I expected. That made my plan even more possible. After getting some breakfast at the motel, we came back to the room and stripped down again. I laid down next to her and told her how much I loved her and how this was the best birthday I'd ever had in my whole life. I meant every word, regardless of how the rest of the morning turned out. Little did I know, I had nothing to be afraid of. After talking a little more, I decided it was time to pop the question. I asked her if she would do me two favors. The first was to take a picture of me restrained on the bed so I could have a memento of the room and our time in it. The second favor was, would she use our strap-on on me? I have to say here that I love anal stimulation. I first experienced it when I was about 13 and experimenting with my body. I actually knew about it and practiced it before I had my first ejaculation a year later. My anus and prostate have always been very sensitive to sexual stimulation, so I like to make that kind of pleasure happen as often as I can. I had bought a strap-on some years before, and we had used it a few times. I knew it wasn't my wife's favorite thing to do, though, as she felt weird about it. I understood that. It doesn't seem natural to have the man want penetration by his wife. It can feel like an uncomfortable reversal of roles. So we would only use the strap-on occasionally. It had been quite some time since we had used it last, but I had decided to bring it along on this trip, hoping for the right opportunity to present itself, and boy, did it. So I wasn't sure what she would say. To my delight, with a little bit of reservation, she said, "Okay." I got off the bed and retrieved the strap-on from my bag. She stood next to the bed, and I helped her get into the harness. It took some adjusting, as we hadn't used it in a long time and couldn't quite remember how everything fit together. Eventually, though, we got it right. I looked at my awesome wife, standing there in a black harness, sporting a 6-inch-long dildo. I could not wait for what was to come. I lubed up my asshole and the dildo, and we were ready to go. We first tried having me lay on my stomach on the bed, but the bed proved too soft and yielding. There was no way to get any kind of proper angle for her to penetrate me. We talked over some possible positions. We decided I could put my knees on the box spring part of the bed and lean over the mattress. We pushed the mattress back a little to give room for me to kneel on the box spring, and I got into position. I could feel my wife standing behind me, trying to find just the right spot to insert the dildo into my ass. Since she couldn't really feel where it was, I reached around and helped guide it to my hole. I could feel it get to the right spot, and I told her, "That's it." She pushed forward with her hips, and to my surprise, the dildo slid right into my ass. I gasped as it pushed through my sphincter. I could feel it as it slid in, gliding past my prostate, which jumped with joy as the invader went by. The dildo sank all the way into my ass, and I hissed out, "Yes!" God, it felt amazing. My wife then began to pull out a little and push in. Each time, the dildo would slide against my prostate. As she sank it in, her body pressed against mine, and the pleasure was beyond belief. I was spread-eagled, face down on the bed, and my wife was fucking me. How cool! She kept up a good pace, and with each successive thrust of the dildo, my prostate began to sing. Slowly, waves of pleasure emanated from the core of my body. They spread from my toes to the top of my head and everywhere between. I moaned and writhed in pleasure and told her to keep going. As she thrust in and out, she used her fingernails to lightly scratch my back and sides and ass cheeks. As she scratched, shivers of excitement combined with the waves of pleasure. I was going out of my mind with lust, abandoning myself to wherever the sensations wanted to take me. Faster she thrust now. This caused fireworks to go off in my body. I clawed at the bed sheets. My face buried itself in the covers, muffling the screams of ecstasy that were coming from my mouth. Over and over, the waves of my prostate orgasm crashed over me. My body now had a mind of its own, and my legs trembled and twitched. My arms began to flail around on the bed, and my head turned from side to side. I was out of my mind with pleasure. My prostate was launching fireworks throughout my convulsing body. As she thrust in, my cock would spew out prostate fluid. That only added to the intense sensations that had overtaken me. I lost track of all time. My wife was fucking me, and I was in heaven. There was no sense of any time passing. It was uninhibited animal lust and power and pleasure. My body transported itself into a realm of joy and passion. The orgasms were stronger than anything I had ever experienced. As my wife continued to pound me, I could only gasp out, "Thank you, thank you, thank you," over and over. I was such a blessed man to have a wife that would go so far out of her comfort zone to make this kind of love to me. Finally, the waves reached a crescendo, and every muscle in my body was on fire with passion. I wanted her more and more inside me. My anal muscles seemed to open further, allowing the dildo to slide even deeper. My legs spread wide as my ass opened and my wife drilled the dildo deep into me. Then, all at once, every muscle except my asshole clenched tightly. A huge orgasmic wave came crashing over me and flooded my body and mind with intense sexual pleasure. The wave seemed to last for a very long time until it finally began to subside. I was spent. But the dildo was still in my ass, and my wife, who by this time was really getting into her role, was ready to keep going. As I lay gasping for air, reveling in the prostate orgasm I had just had, I felt it. Instead of pulling the dildo out as I expected, my beautiful God gift of a wife began to thrust again. Oh God, could I take any more? I didn't know, but I definitely wanted to find out. Without a word, she increased the tempo of her thrusting. Faster and faster she went. With each thrust, the fire in my prostate was relit. Once again, I was clawing at the sheets, muffling screams, and begging her to keep fucking me. Then it started again. The wave built and crashed over me, receded, then crashed again. Over and over, the waves came on me and the fireworks exploded through my body. Each time, I felt like I couldn't do any more, but each time, my wife knew better. 5 times, at least. There could have been more. I had lost count. And each time, my mind and body were left reeling and shaking and trembling in utter pleasure. Finally, after the most glorious and fulfilling sexual experience of my life, my gorgeous woman released me. The dildo popped out of my gaping ass, and I collapsed against the bed. I was still kneeling on the box spring, but wanted to lay on the mattress to recover. The problem was that all the strength in my body was used up in the prostate orgasms I had just had. I summoned every ounce of will and strength I had left and pulled myself up onto the mattress. I lay there, panting like an animal that had escaped the hunter. I was vaguely aware that my wife was standing behind me. No doubt she was taking in the sight of what she had just done to her husband. My breathing was hard and heavy, and my strength still hadn't returned. My asshole and prostate were still pulsing. Each pulse sent aftershocks throughout my body. I would twitch involuntarily and my legs would tremble. This was great fun for my wife to watch. I could hear her softly laughing at how she had reduced me to jelly. I didn't care. I knew I wanted her to do this thing to me as many times as we could from now on. After trying to recover for several minutes, I attempted to stand. No way. All I succeeded in doing was sliding off the bed onto the floor. I laid on my back, heaving every breath out. The aftershocks were still hitting me. At one point, I managed to bend my knees up. The change in position immediately sent a powerful aftershock through me. My wife watched in fascination and humor as my body jerked and twitched. I told her, "I can't control this, it's just happening." She said, "I know, it's pretty cool." She was right, it was. I don't know how long I laid on the floor, but while I was down there, I told her she had just cashed in some major bargaining chips. I was and am totally ready to do her bidding. Whatever needs I can fulfill, I am hers to command. I even promised her I'd talk to my in-laws the next time they called. LOL, I think she likes the new me. This was truly the best birthday present I have ever gotten, and the best birthday ever. Thank you so much, my beautiful, amazing, sexy wife. I love you, and I love what you do to me. Thank you for being such a godly woman and an awesome lover. I am and forever will be yours.
This has been a Marriage Heat audio production. Thanks for listening. You can find other stories of hot biblical monogamy at marriageheat.com.